You're listening to another AppleVis podcast.
Hi, AppleVis. This is Abby. And today I'm going to be going over an app called Sing True. This app is an app that will teach you how to sing in tune. It's an easy ear training app, and that's actually the name of the developer, is Easy Ear Training, I believe. So you will hear a lot of me singing, and you will hear the app singing a lot as well. So what I'm going to do is, I've already launched the app. The first thing it shows me is the welcome screen, and it says welcome to Sing True, and I swiped right to get to the OK button, so I'm going to double tap that and we will get started.
Okay, pitch.
Okay, so now what it's done is it's brought me into the modules. I'm just going to show you these modules that are here.
Relative pitch.
There's pitch, relative pitch. I'm just swiping right to get through them.
More, heading.
More, there's
store.
A store.
More apps.
More apps is going to take you to the app store to download or purchase more apps that are like this to teach you to sing.
Singing tips.
Singing tips is a place where you can go to get practice tips if you are trying to become a strong singer.
Credits button.
The credits button is, I believe, an in-app purchase. I'm not going to go there because I don't want to accidentally buy anything.
Feedback button.
And that
feedback button
is the last item. It's the feedback button where you can send feedback to the developers. So I'm going to swipe back to the left to get to pitch.
Rep pitch.
And I'm going to double tap.
Modules.
Okay, now it's taking me to the modules. The modules here go in order. You can't go out of order with these, because if you try, it's going to say you haven't reached that level yet. So
each module develops 3 core skills. Ears, voice, mind. For now, choose ears or mind.
For now, choose ears or mind. And I think if you're just starting out, it's always best to start with the ears, because the mind modules assume that your ears are already trained to know what you're hearing. And so it helps you kind of audiate pitches, which means hear them in your head. So you need to learn how to do that first. So,
okay, button.
We're gonna go to okay.
Okay, voice.
And it takes you to voice first. I don't know why, but I swiped back to the left once because ears is to the left. So I'm on ears now. We're going to double tap here.
Microphone access.
Okay, Sing True is an app that needs to access the microphone because it needs to hear you sing.
We'll be using the microphone to hear you sing.
Okay, so that's just
a microphone icon on screen whenever the app is listening.
Okay, so that's something that's a visual thing. But that's just the notice from Sing True.
Okay.
So when you click OK.
Alert. Sing True would like to access the microphone.
You get the alert saying that you need to enable the microphone access.
Microphone access optional to enable some features. Don't allow. Okay.
I'm going to allow it by double tapping OK.
Okay, pitch. Back button.
Okay, the first thing you see is the back button, which will take you back to where we just were with the main screen with ears, voice, mind. So I'm going to swipe right to get through these.
Ears, heading, pitch quiz. Test your basic pitch ability by taking a quiz.
Okay, that's the first one we're going to do, is a pitch quiz. So this is going to basically test your knowledge of how well you know your how well you can hear pitches, whether pitches are the same or different, whether a pitch is up high or down low, and whether a pitch is sweeping up or down, similar to the Tone Deaf Test app that I demonstrated for you not too long ago. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to double tap here. There are other things here, but if I try to double tap them, like I said, it's going to say I haven't reached that part yet. It takes me to it automatically when I'm ready for it. So we're going to double tap here.
Pitch.
Okay, what I don't like about this is it breaks the sentences up into tiny little pieces. So this is what it sounds like as I swipe to the right through this.
Pitch is the most important part of the sound of musical notes. Page 104, adjustable.
Okay, everything is like this.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
All the instructions in this app are broken up into little pieces like that on different pages. So when you get to this page 1 of 4 or 1 of 3 or whatever, you have to swipe up to change to the next page.
Page 1 of 4, page 2 of 4.
Okay, so I swiped up to get to page 2 of 4. So now I have to swipe back to the left to read page 2 of 4.
Up, pitch means how. Up arrow, high. Or down arrow, low. A note is page 2 of 4.
Okay, so that page is basically just saying pitch.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Is how high or low a note is. Or any sound. So we're going to swipe up again.
Page 3 of 4.
Back to the left.
Being in tune just means the pitch is correct. Page 3 of 4. Adjust.
Swipe up one more time to get to the last page.
Page 4 of 4.
Back to the left.
Let's start training. Is for pitch start button.
And there's a start button. When I double tap this, you are going to hear the pitches start playing. And all of these items in this pitch quiz are like this. VoiceOver is going to be talking over them, so I really hope you're going to be able to hear what they sound like. In fact, I'll turn up my volume a bit, which I know will turn VoiceOver volume up as well, but hopefully you'll be able to hear these pitches, and hopefully I won't break your eardrums with the volume. All right, we're going to double tap on start and get started.
Progress, 0%.
Okay, that note was the first note in the pitch, and it's going to ask me, about at the bottom of the screen is progress bar. So if I swipe right.
This pitch is up high, button, down low, button.
So you're going to double tap your choice. And as soon as you double tap, you're going to hear the next pitch.
Tulikanai yellow, button. Tulikanex yellow, button.
Okay, those buttons take you out of the game. The Tulikanex yellow button quits the thing altogether. The Tulikanai yellow button just takes you back to the modules and pauses the game.
Refresh, button.
If you double tap refresh,
refresh.
It's basically a repeat button. So if you didn't hear what note was played,
refresh.
You can press refresh.
Refresh.
Which is on the far right, and you'll hear the note played again. So I'm going to swipe back to the left because that note was up high. So I'm going to double tap on up high, and it will play the next pitch for me.
To down up high button. Up high.
Okay, that one was also up high.
Up high.
Okay, that one was down low.
Down low. But down low.
Oh, that one was down low.
Down low.
And down low.
Down low. Different. But.
Okay, this is the different section of the quiz. And again, I'm gonna, there's a refresh button in all of these, and it's basically a repeat button. Are two pitches the same or are they different? So I'm going to click different for these two.
Different.
Okay, those two were the same.
The same. The same.
Same.
The same.
Ooh, don't like major sevenths. Different.
Different. Different.
Same.
The same. The same.
But okay, this one is a note going up or down, and that one was going
down.
Down.
Button. Down.
Down again.
Down.
Up.
Button. Up.
Down.
Down. Down.
Down.
Down. Lower. Button.
Okay, this one is the second pitch higher or lower? And in this one,
two, look at lower. button.
Second pitch was lower. Those were both B's. B is my favorite note. Sorry, guys. I get excited because I have perfect pitch, and when I hear the note B, I freak out because I love B. I don't know why. Don't ask me. So, we're going to tap. The second note was lower.
Lower.
And lower again.
Lower.
And lower again.
Lower.
And lower again.
Lower.
Ooh, higher.
But part results is back button.
All right, now we're in my results. Let's see how badly I did.
Results. Head. Pitch quiz. Pass the quiz. Heading. Overall score. Fantastic. You got a perfect score. 100%.
Nice.
Experience points. You gained experience. 50.
Ooh, I gained 50 experience points.
New award. You earned a star.
Okay, yeah. If you do things wrong or don't get a certain percentage or higher, you lose lives. And if you lose enough lives, the game is over and you have to start again. To start again, there is no restart button in the app that I have seen, so if you want to do this over again, you're going to have to delete the app, which deletes your data. Most apps don't do that. If you delete the app, they don't delete your data. This one does, which in this particular case, I wanted it to. All right, so...
Share button.
There's your share button to share your results if you want to brag about how well you've done.
Next. Pitch quiz. Pass a harder quiz.
Okay, that's the next button. That's going to take me to the next thing.
Croak, now it's time.
Again, it's all broken up into pieces.
To try a harder challenge. Page 2 of the pitches will be closer together. Page 3 of let's try the hard quiz. Start button.
Okay, I'm gonna double tap start. This is basically the same exact thing. Pitches are the same or different. One pitch is up high, or is it down low? Is a note sweeping up or down? Or is the second pitch higher or lower? So I'm not gonna make you listen to this. Basically, it's gonna be the notes are closer together, so it's supposed to be harder to tell. So I'm going to do this, and I'll get back to you when I'm finished. Okay, that's done. So, I just took the harder quiz, which I thought it was supposed to be hard, but it wasn't. But we're on the results page.
Results. Heading. Pitch quiz. Pass a harder quiz. Heading.
That's basically telling you what quiz I just took.
Overall score. You got a perfect score. Fantastic. 100%.
Nice.
Experience points. You gained experience. 51.
Nice.
New award. You earned a star. Share button. Next. Find your note. Discover your note.
Okay, this one I am going to need to sing. So you guys will get to hear me sing. Next.
Find. There are over.
Okay, this is broken up again.
40 note pitches. In the human. Singing range. Page 1 of 5. Adjustable.
All right, swipe up.
Page 2.
Left.
Let's find one pitch that you can easily sing. Page 2 of. Page 3 of 5. This pitch will be your note. Page 3 of. Page 4. Singing your note will always feel easy and comfortable. Page 4 of 5. Let's find out which note is your note. Start button.
Okay, now I have perfect pitch, which means I have the ability to tell what note is what. So I'm going to sing a B just because I love the note B, like I said. So we're gonna press start.
Relax. Ellipsis. Open your mouth. And sing.
Here we go.
Results. You unlock new exercises.
Cool, I unlocked new exercises.
Now available. Okay. But okay. Your note is cap B.
Yep, my note is B. And if I double tap that button that says capital B,
cap B,
it plays a B on an instrument.
Cap B.
On different instruments.
Cap B.
And sings.
Cap B.
I don't know if there's a way to hear my actual voice singing it though.
Share button. Retry button.
I don't want to retry. I like my note.
Retry button.
Okay, so there's no next button. So what you need to do now is you need to click the back button. Don't worry, this won't ruin your progress. It only ruins your progress if you double tap on retry, which might be what you want, but I don't want to do that. So
your results, mind, back button, mind, back button.
Oh, we're in the mind section
results,
already.
Head, your pictures, mind, back button.
All right, so we're going to double tap back.
Mind. Back button. Mind. Find your note. Learn what your note is and how it can provide a reliable home for your voice.
Okay, we just did that.
Discover your note. Share your note. Share your note.
So we can share our note on Facebook, Twitter, whatevs. Alright, we're going to...
Back button.
Do double tap on back again. Again, this won't erase progress. Don't worry.
Pitch. Home.
I know what I'm doing here.
Pitch, heading, ears, voice, mind, mind.
Okay, so what basically has happened now is we have finished all of the modules in the pitch section because it goes ears, voice, mind. So we've finished it in the ears section. So now we're going to voice.
Voice, pitch, back button, voice, heading, pitch control. Test your ability to control the pitch of your voice.
Okay, this is going to be hard. I've gotten some pretty good scores, but surprisingly I haven't gotten a perfect score here.
Practice singing your note.
Okay, so these are the modules. Again, they go in order, so we're just going to swipe back to the left.
Test your ability to control the pitch of your voice.
And we're going to double tap here.
Pitch, let's use.
And it's broken up again.
Your note. To singing. To practice. Singing. Page 1 of 4. Page 2. Your, first listen to your note. Then try to sing it back. Page 2 of page 3. It will help to sing loud and sing long. Page 3 of page 4 of 4. Let's practice. Singing. Your note. Start. Button.
Alright, there's the start button. And what we're going to do is it's going to take us into this thing and says first listen to your note.
First, listen to your note.
And it gives you a button.
Button. Button.
And it's unlabeled, but that's what your note is. So if you double tap it, it's going to play your note. Then you immediately start singing. So I'm going to double tap. While I'm breathing in.
La. Button.
La.
Results. Voice.
You've got to try and hold it until the results page comes up. That's why the microphone needs to be enabled so it can hear you.
Results. Heading.
Let's see how I did.
Pitch control. Practice singing your note. Head overall score. Amazing. You are becoming a strong singer. 99%.
How is it 99? How is it not 100? Oh, because my voice did that.
Your pitch. Icon play button.
Okay, that icon play button appears anytime you sing a note in these modules, except for the find your note. But that allows you to hear the note that you yourself just recorded yourself singing. So I'm going to double tap this. And I will hear what I just recorded.
Icon play.
And there you go. That was my note. Not the best, but...
Experience points. You get new award. Share. Next. Pitch control. Keep steady.
Alright, next thing we're gonna do is keep steady.
Pitch. Now try to keep your pitch. Steady. Page 1 of 3. Page... Don't worry. Which note?
I hate these truncated instructions.
You sing.
Okay, this one doesn't matter if it's your note or a different note. It's just... You have to sing a note and try to keep it steady.
Just try to keep it steady. Page 2 of 3. Page... Try to score 80%. Steady. Start. Button.
Alright, as soon as you click start, it's going to give you some instructions. And then it'll start recording you singing. But this is one accessibility bug. Because it says, you know, relax, breathe in, and then sing. And the screen changes. VoiceOver doesn't read it as it changes. So what I do is I just breathe in while I double tap the button. And then I start singing as soon as it comes up. So here we go.
Steady. Start. First, listen to your note. Button. Button.
Oh, that's weird. It's never done that before. This is making me listen to my note. All right. So we're going to double tap to hear what note I have, and then we'll try to sing it. It records as soon as I double tap.
La.
Button.
La.
Results. Voice. Back.
You've got to try to sing until the results page comes up, but if you let go of the note, the results page should come up as long as you've held it long enough. Let's see how I did.
Results. Pitch control. Keep steady. Overall score. Amazing. You are becoming a strong singer. 98%.
98? That's... Alright, so after every exercise you do, it shows you your experience points and your reward and gives you a share option. I just clicked on next and now we're on the next thing.
Now try to sing on target to the pitch of your note. Page 1 of 3. Adjustable. Page as you up out. Use the meter to guide you.
Okay, this is a visual thing.
Up arrow, up, and down arrow, down, as you sing. Page 2 of, page, aim for, 80% on target, and 80% steady. Start, button.
Okay, so this is basically the same exact thing, so I'm not going to make you listen to this. I'm not going to waste your time until we get to the next part of the app. This... gives you a... I just did it again. This gives you a score because this is two different. This is steady and on target. I was 91% on target and 95% steady. So...
Loud. Heading. Good. 100%.
And I was 100% loud. So I was nice and loud.
Long. Heading. Good. 100%.
Wow, I didn't think I held it for that long.
Good. 100%. Lock. Good. Lock. Well. Steady. Score. Next. Share. Next. Find your note. Share your note.
Oh. Well, we've already done that, but if we double tap here...
Result. Alert. Share your note.
This actually gives you the option...
Twitter. Button. Facebook. Button. Email. Button. Email. Button.
To share... your note. So I'm actually going to post it really quick. I won't make you listen to it, but it's not letting me get out of here, so I might as well. Okay, so what I've done is I've shared my note on Twitter just to get out of the dialog box because for some reason it wouldn't let me. It's never done that before. Now, I've done all of the modules in the pitch section for ears, voice, and mind. So I clicked back. And now what it's asking me is...
Training reminders. Regular practice is the key to success in singing. No. Button.
Do I want notifications every night? And I did this for a while when I had the app. To practice my singing. I am going to say no because I'm not keeping this app. I only downloaded it so I could demonstrate this podcast. So I'm going to double tap on no.
No. Pitch. pitch, modules, head, relative pitch.
Okay, now it's brought me back to the home screen where I chose pitch before. It's also got relative pitch.
Next, easy.
And then the next button, which I'll get to it when I unlock this.
Relative pitch.
But this is a relative pitch module, and there's also ears, voice, and mind in here. This one is, well, we'll talk about it when I double tap.
Relative pitch, home, back, relative pitch, heading, ears.
Okay, we're gonna go to ears.
Ears, relative pitch, back, ears, starting solfa, start learning to recognize notes by ear.
Ooh, I love this one.
Stop, do the notes in music all seem to sound the same.
Nope.
Page 1 of 5, page 2 of 5.
So again, it's a truncated thing.
Solfa is a way to recognize notes.
It's also called solfege.
By ear. Page 2 of page 3 of you might know it as do, re, mi.
Okay, so it's like do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do is selfish.
But it's not just for the von Trapp children.
But it's not just for the Sound of Music, guys.
Page 3 of 5.
But I love that movie.
Page 4, name, giving names to the notes lets you recognize and sing them. Page 4 of page. Let's start learning solfa. Start button.
Alright, what it's gonna do is it's gonna sing two notes, the do and the so, which is the root of the chord, and the 5 of the chord or scale. And then it's going to sing, and it's gonna say do, so, do, and then it's gonna sing a pitch like ah, and I have to identify if that's do or so. Then, as it gets harder, it's going to only give me the do note, and then it's going to play do and so and see if I can recognize it that way.
Progress 0%.
Do, so, do. All right, so the first note they played is do. Now, this is the accessibility bug I was talking about. The do and so buttons are unlabeled. VoiceOver just reads them as button. But I can tell you.
To look at refresh.
Oh, and button. If you don't see the buttons on the screen, just double tap refresh. It'll also repeat the note.
Refresh.
And it should bring the buttons into the screen.
To look an X yellow. To look button.
Okay, that button is do. So as you're swiping to the left, the first button you come to is do, and the second button you come to is so, out of the unlabeled ones. So if I double tap this one.
Do.
Yep.
Which note is this?
Okay, so it goes to the next one. It says la. So I have to remember my two pitches. It played do, so, do. And it played la. So I know that's so. So I need to swipe until I hear.
Tulican refresh.
And they're button. Not here, so I have to tap refresh again.
Refresh. Toot, button. Button.
And the unlabeled button on the left is so.
So.
Which note is this?
And it's playing so again. So that's basically what you're doing for these modules. I'm not gonna make you listen to that whole thing. I'll come back when I'm finished. One thing I will say is that while I'm doing these modules, like right now I have my notes do, so, do. After it gives me a few of these and I click do or so, it will change. So it might change to do, so, do. And then it'll play me two notes out of these two and I have to guess which one it is. And then it'll change to maybe do, so, do. So it changes a few times. Then it will change to only giving me the do. And it'll keep changing that note a few times. So, that's what these modules are. I still have to pick between do and so. I'm surprised they don't include do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, and do, but do and so might be hard enough for some people. Sometimes the do and so buttons will disappear from the screen, but let me show you where they're supposed to be. So, when you have
Tulikanex yellow.
These two Tulikanex yellow and Tulikanex yellow buttons. You swipe to the left.
Tulikanex button.
They should be right there to the left of them. And like I said, dough comes first.
Button.
And then so as you're swiping left. And if they're not there, you click, you double tap refresh, which is on the right. And also if you forget what note you heard, you can double tap on refresh as well, and it will repeat the note, as well as restoring these buttons to where they should be. I wanted to let you guys know that after every exercise, it does ask you if you want to share. It gives you experience points, like I said before. And it also sometimes will remind you to audiate the pitch, which means try to hear it in your head. So, just gives you some tips. Also, for whatever reason, this app does have a tendency to kick you out sometimes. Not completely out of the app to where it closes the app, but it will take you to like the status bar on your iOS device for some reason. And also sometimes the unlabeled do and so buttons switch places, but for the most part, if you're on the very right and it says refresh, as you're swiping left, you see do, then so. Sometimes it switches places and I end up getting them wrong because they're not predictable, but that's the app's fault, not yours. All right, the next thing after these solfege modules is target practice. So I'm on this truncated instructions.
When you sing, you want to hit the target pitch. Page 1 of 4. Page 4. It helps to imagine singing. My babasimt singing the note first. This is called augeation.
Okay, so that's what audiation is. You're imagining yourself singing the note.
Page 2. Audiating. Before you sing. Helps you hit the target pitch. Page 3 of 4. Let's practice. Audiating. Notes. Before. Singing. Start. Button.
Alright, so we're gonna click start, and it's going to... This is basically audiation practice as well as target practice. So, because target practice makes it sound like it's archery. So I call it audiation practice instead.
First, listen to the note.
Okay, so you're going to double tap this unlabeled button.
Button. Button.
And as soon as you double tap it, it plays the note. And as soon as it plays the note, it starts recording you singing. So I'm going to...
Do.
Button.
Do.
Results. Voice.
Back. I kind of failed that.
Results. Head. Target practice. Find the target. Head. Overall score. Amazing. You hit the target precisely. 93%.
93% because I had a voice crack, but it was still the same note, so it said precisely. Now, this is a really cool thing that makes me laugh out loud about this app. I didn't know this at first, but during this module, it actually shows you a visual target, and as it listens to you sing, it shows it to you and shows you if you're on track or not. But then it asks you if you want to do it blindfolded so it doesn't show the target on screen. So I didn't know that and I still hit it 100%. See, that's what happens when you can't see. It doesn't necessarily mean you can't do it.
Your pitch. Icon play button.
So there's the icon play button that plays my pitch that I sang.
Experience point. New check. Next.
Yeah. Alright, next.
Target. Now the target will be smaller.
Okay, so the visual target is going to be smaller.
So you must be more precise.
Okay, well, we don't have to worry about that.
Start. Button. First, listen to the note. Button. Button. Button.
Do.
Nice.
Wow, I actually made it until the results screen.
Results.
Let's see how I did.
Target practice. Hit the target. Heck, overall score. Amazing. You hit the target precisely. 100%.
Ooh, got 100 that time.
Your pitch. Icon. Experience.
Don't want to hear my pitch.
Next.
Blah, blah, blah.
Target.
Next.
Target. Try to.
Okay.
Hit the note. Precisely. And. Directly. Start. Button. First. Listen to the note. Button. Button.
Do.
Result. Target practice. Overall. Your pitch. Target practice. Your pitch. Overall score. Bullseye. 100%.
Bullseye. It says bullseye, but it's bullseye.
Your pike. Experience. New. Share. Share.
Now.
Target. Can you still get a bullseye when you can't see? Your pitch.
Here's what I'm talking about. It's asking you, can you still get a bullseye when you can't see your pitch? Well, I have been, so yes.
Start. Button.
Let's do this.
First, listen to the note. Button. Button.
Do. That was bad. Let's see.
Results. Target cracked. Overall score. Well, you did it. Even blindfolded. 100.
I did it. Even blindfolded, guys. No kidding.
Your pitch. I expect new share next. Breathing. Have you noticed?
Okay, this is the last part, and it's on breathing. Basically, I'm not going to demonstrate this part because I found it a little bit hard to navigate. But you've got the same setup, very truncated instructions, the page swiper where you swipe up or down to go back or forward a page, the start button, and then it basically what it does is it hears you sing a note to see if you can sustain it and to see how long you can sustain it. And then it asks you to sing longer and longer and longer, and then it does your longest note. And this is where I lost lives. I find this a bit tricky with voiceover, so I'm not going to actually demonstrate this. But this is the last part of the app. This is the last free thing it gives you. So without in-app purchases, we're pretty much done. So this has been a review of Sing True, or a podcast about Sing True, by Easy Ear Training. If you wish to download it, you just type in Sing True in the App Store. And if you wish to contact me, you may email me at gabbyabby96@charter.net. That's gabbyabby96@charter.net. No capital, no spaces, all lowercase. No punctuation except for the at sign. Thank you for listening. Good luck with your singing.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.